Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. Now from Columbus, here is the OHSAA Radio Network's Marty Bannister.
In all 88 counties across Ohio, the postseason high school basketball tournaments are now churning along at full speed. Up next, the district tournaments for the girls and the sectional finals for the boys. Hi everyone, this is Marty Bannister welcoming you to this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show. We'll spend the next 30 minutes setting the scene for high school hoops around the state of Ohio. On this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show, we'll talk with Bryce McKee from the Ohio Girls Basketball Report, and we'll get our weekly reports from Kurt Stubbs and Chris Solwecki. Then up next, we'll wrap up the regional reports with broadcasters reporting in from around the state. First, though, let's step aside for a break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll get right into our interview with Bryce McKee. You're listening to the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
There's nothing like high school basketball in Ohio, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association is inviting you to be a part of the excitement on the tournament trail all the way to Columbus. The OHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is at St. John Arena March 12th, 13th, and 14th, and the boys take the court at the Schottenstein Center March 19th, 20th, and 21st. Check out OHSAA.org for brackets, tickets, and special offers. Make a trip with friends and family to the Basketball State Tournament and be a part of history.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my long-standing goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
This is Archie Griffin, and you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
The OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with chocolate milk. By Max Preps, the official stats and scores provider of the OHSAA. By Spectrum News One, always Ohio, always refreshing, and always on Channel One. By Jets Pizza, the official pizza partner of the OHSAA. By Aerie Sportswear, the official apparel provider of the OHSAA. And by Mercy Health, the care you need when you need it. And it's being brought to you by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast every game from the girls and boys basketball state tournaments in March. The girls tournament is March 12th through the 14th at St. John Arena, while the boys tournament is set for March 19th through the 21st at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. One of the leading experts on girls basketball in the Buckeye State is Ohio Girls Basketball Report, or OGBR. This week we caught up with one of the OGBR directors, Bryce McKee, for his thoughts on the girls' tournament as we get ready to turn the calendar to March. Bryce, before we look at where the tournaments are right now and start breaking down a few things, let me get your thoughts on this season as far as girls' high school basketball concerned around the state of Ohio. How would you rate it? Let's say 1 through 10, 10 being the best and, of course, at the bottom end of the scale. But how would you rate this past season, talent-wise, team-wise, and just overall-wise?
Yeah, I think it's been much more of a team-type season, where last year we had four McDonald's All-Americans from Ohio, which was amazing. But this year there's not as many stars necessarily in the senior class, but the team play has been exceptional. So I'd give it a 8 or 9, somewhere in there. Some great teams, some great matchups coming up here in the district finals this weekend, and I'm really excited to see how it plays out.
And it's interesting, and I know you've dealt with this because of your website and the work that you do with the Ohio Girls Basketball Report. You know coaches at the college level, when they think recruiting, this is one of the first stops on their itinerary, and that speaks volumes about the talent in the state of Ohio. You mentioned it's been more of a team year, but overall talent-wise, how good a year has it been in Ohio?
Yeah, it's been really good. We were the only state that had four McDonald's kids last year, so that was great. We have one this year, Maddie Westfeld from Kettering Fairmont, and we have a nice little streak going of that. So there's always talent here. A ton of coaches always come through to see all the players, and this year's no different.
Bryce McKee from the Ohio Girls Basketball Report joining us now, talking girls basketball in the state of Ohio. All right, let's break it down now. Let's start looking at the divisions as we hit this big week with districts on the line this week. Division 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'll just throw this one out at you right away, and then we'll go division by division. Of the four number one teams in the state of Ohio, they're all still alive right now as we enter this week. Mount Notre Dame in Division 1, Circleville in Division 2, Berlin Highland in Division 3, and Fort Loramie in Division 4. Of those four, they all have a really solid chance to get to Columbus. Is there one that you see as the outright favorite to make it to Columbus out of those four?
Yeah, I think Mount Notre Dame, just with their history, they're defending champions from last year. I think they have a great chance to get back. They, however, go through the most difficult district and region probably in the state of any division. And then Fort Loramie would probably be the second one as well. You know, have had an incredible season. Berlin Highland, you know, has had a great season as well, I would say. Circleville has been really solid, and this is kind of their year to take the next step, and hopefully they can make it out.
Well, when you say take the next step, that's an interesting point, because I know you've seen this over the years. There will be teams that you will see get right to the edge of Columbus or get to the semifinals and do that a couple of years in a row before they finally make that jump and come back and play for a state title. And from the sound of it, Bryce, Circleville kind of falls into that category.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a really nice balance this year of post play and guard play. They're very well coached. They have some really quality wins, but, you know, tournament time is just different, and, you know, it just takes one given night. You need to have a little luck along the way, and, you know, a lot of the other teams that we've just mentioned have a ton of experience, and that experience really pays off come tournament time.
You mentioned Division One and Cincinnati, Mount Notre Dame rolling along unbeaten right now, defending state champions. They have, you look up and down the poll, the top 10 of Division One in the state of Ohio, there are some challengers there, and that Kettering-Fairmont team is one that I know is very, very good. The Dublin-Kaufman squad, Newark as well, too. If you had to pick a challenger out of that group that could give Mount Notre Dame a run, who would you look at, Bryce?
Yeah, I think Newark is probably the clear number two right now. They had a really big win over Pickerington Central by double digits about a week or two ago. They have some other really quality wins. They're exceptionally coached. They have a star player, Emma Schumann, who's going to West Virginia. And they have a ton of shooting around her. And so, you know, with the ability to shoot the ball, how they do, I think they can beat anybody on any given night. They're really structured. So that would be the pick if I had to choose one.
And there are teams that you look up and down that big school division, you look at the records and they're just glittering, but they all have at least one loss except for Mount Notre Dame. Are they that far ahead of everybody else?
You know, Mount Notre Dame has played a really difficult schedule. They opened the year beating the number one team in the country out of the D.C. area, which was at one of our events. It was an awesome game, probably the best game of the year. They've really challenged themselves. They're probably not as deep as they've been in the past, but I definitely think there's some very quality challengers this year. They're probably not as far ahead, but this is actually the first time since 2004 that Mount Notre Dame is going into the tournament undefeated and, you know, having a chance to win the state championship. So definitely a special season for them. Coach Rogers does an incredible job. They're led by Makaira Cook, who's going to the University of Dayton, and K.K. Bransford, who's a top 10 player in the country in her class. So a ton of talent there, great coaching, a ton of experience, and they're definitely the favorite.
All right, let's go down to Division Two. We talked about Circleville a moment ago. We've got Bellevue unbeaten, Napoleon unbeaten. Take us through Division Two. Who do you see as the big challengers there?
Yeah, our actual pick is Shaker Heights Laurel, which is kind of new to the scene. They have the best freshman in the state, Amari Bickley, who's kind of a Magic Johnson-type point guard. They play a really tough schedule. Their only losses are to Division I teams, Pickerington Central and Gahanna and some teams like that. So they've really challenged themselves, and I think they're kind of a team that not everybody around the state knows about that. You know, I think they're definitely the favorite to get to the Final Four and could possibly get on a multi-year run here with the talent that they have. Bellevue has had an incredible season, you know, very well coached, have played a difficult schedule, so they look really good. Napoleon looks really good. Roger Bacon out of Cincinnati has a couple losses to really quality teams, but I think they have a great chance down from that region. A ton of great teams in Division II this year, so it's going to be really exciting to see how it plays out.
Bryce, is Division II the most wide open of the four?
I would say so. I think, you know, people just a lot of times look at records and don't look at strength of schedule. I think Shaker Heights Laurel is the distinct best team. Talent-wise, they similarly, though, have never been there before, and once you get there, it's just different. And anybody has a chance to win once you get there, and that experience will, you know, always play a factor. But I think they are a little bit ahead of everybody else, and then, but there's definitely, I do think it's really wide open this year.
All right, let's go down to Division III, where you have a couple of names that every year, seemingly these two are right there, Berlin Highland and Columbus Afrocentric. How good are they, and what else do you see in Division III?
Yeah, we talk about them every year, I feel like. Berlin Highland is the number one team right now. It's my alma mater. So Dave does an incredible job there. They've played a really tough schedule as well this year outside of their conference and really challenged themselves. Afrocentric has went on an incredible run in the past 10 whatever years. Afrocentric has a ton of talent. They've got their post players going to Rutgers. They have a guard going to Texas Tech, a guard going to Minnesota. So a ton of talent there. You know, Highland extremely well coached. I think that's definitely the collision course for the state championship game. But you also have some other really quality teams. Margaretta has had a great year. Leader at Catholic out of Cleveland has had a great year. Ottawa Glandorf is always right there. Liberty Benton's always right there. So that region in Northwest Ohio with Hopewell out in and Margaretta and Afrocentric is going to be a really tough one and a really fun one to watch.
All right, Bryce, as we wrap up our conversation, let's drop down to Division Four. Fort Loramie's undefeated. There are some other big-time records. Portsmouth Notre Dame has had a great season. New Madison Tri-Village, Bourne Union rolling along with just one loss. Who do you see as the favorites there?
Yeah, I think Fort Loramie is a clear favorite in Division Four, and I think they're probably the most distinct favorite of the group, or of the divisions. Cornerstone Christian is kind of in that realm from Cleveland where, you know, they've been there a couple times, they're extremely well coached, they have talent, but they have lost a couple games because they've played an incredible schedule. So I think Cornerstone, while they have more losses than anybody else in that mix that we're talking about, I think they're probably the best challenger to Fort Loramie. It's always really tough to get out of the region that Fort Loramie's in, but I think they are the distinct favorite. Toledo Christian is playing really well. You know, so it should be a really fun division. I think Division 3 and 4 are probably as competitive this year as they've ever been.
All right, Bryce, as we wrap it up, how can folks find the Ohio Girls Basketball Report?
Sure, you can go to ogbr.info, and then we have an event tab to get players signed up for things. We love promoting the state. It's a great state to be in, and look forward to seeing how the year ends.
Our thanks again to Bryce McKee for his time. And now let's bring in Chris Solwecki to break down how the state's top-ranked teams, according to the Associated Press, are faring this postseason and when they might face each other along the tournament trail.
Thanks very much, Marty. Last week I told you that we were a week away from some amazing D1 girls regional matchups. Well, that week is here. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 3rd and 4th, will potentially see the following matchups, all from the AP Top 10 rankings. On Tuesday, March 3rd, Region 1, number 6, Massillon Jackson, number 9, Stowe Monroe Falls, would be a semifinals pairing at 8 p.m. at the Kent Memorial Civic Center. Also on Tuesday, March 3rd, Region 3, number 2, Newark, number 4, Dublin Kaufman, would be the 6:15 tip at Otterbein University, while the second game would feature number 8, Columbus Waterson, and number 10, Westerville South. What a night that'll be at Otterbein University. On Wednesday, March 4th, Region 4, number 3, Kettering Fairmont, could face number 5, Huber Heights Wayne, at 6:15 at Princeton High School in Cincinnati, while the nightcap could feature receiving votes Westchester, Lakota West, and Cincinnati Mount Notre Dame, the number 1 team, who, by the way, is the defending Division 1 state champ. Number 7, Toledo Notre Dame, who is also a Final Four participant a year ago, will not face an AP-ranked team until the state semifinals at St. John's Arena on March 13th. In Girls Division 2, number 10, Chillicothe Unioto is out. They lost to MacArthur-Vinton County 53-46. Vinton County and number 1 Circleville play for the Chillicothe 2 District Championship on the 26th. In the Chillicothe 1 District, number 4, Vincent Warren, and number 5, Thornville Sheridan, who was a Final Four participant a year ago, they play on the 27th for the district championship. In Region 7 semifinal action to be played on March 3rd at Zanesville High School, we could see a matchup of number 5, Thornville Sheridan, or number 4, Vincent Warren out of Chillicothe 1, paired with Dresden Tri-Valley out of the East District. Looking even a bit further ahead, in Region 6 finals game, could give us number 3, Napoleon out of Paulding, against number 2, Bellevue out of Ashland. That game would be played on March 6th in Mansfield. In Division 3, number 9, Wheelersburg has been dispatched, falling to Seaman North Adams 45-37 in the district semis. Number 8, Ironton is still alive. They will play Seaman North Adams for the district championship on the 29th at Waverly. Number 3, Castalia Margaretta and number 10, Bascom Hopewell Loudon are each a win away from the district finals battle on February 29th at Shelby. And number 7, Ottawa Glandorf and receiving votes, Finley Liberty Benton will meet on the 27th in a district semifinal matchup in the Alita District. That will be played at Alita High School at 6:15. Looking ahead to the regional semis, in Region 11 at 6:15 in Logan on March 4th, we could see Berlin Highland, number 1 in Division 3, and a Final Four participant from a year ago out of the East District, facing Cardington Lincoln out of Columbus 1. The late game at Logan on the 4th would potentially feature number 5 Winchester Eastern versus number 8 Ironton. Also on the 4th in Region 10 at Lexington, number 10, Bascom Hopewell Loudon, or number 3, Castalia Margareta could square off against last year's state champ in Division 3, AP number 2, Columbus Afrocentric. That one will tip at 7 p.m. And in Division 4, number 9, Peebles, number 10, Gloucester Trimble will play for the Jackson 2 District Championship at 8:15 on February 27th at Jackson. Number 5, Maria Stein, Marion Local, number 8, Minster, who was a Final Four participant in 2019, also will play on the 27th in a district semifinals in Wapakoneta, tip time 6:15. On the boys' side of the ledger, how about the Canton 1 District, which hosts number 7 Youngstown Boardman, number 6 Green, receiving votes Canton McKinley. McKinley and Boardman could see each other in the district semifinals if they each win their first game. In Division 2, chaos reigns, especially in the Athens District. Lancaster Fairfield Union, Chillicothe Unioto, both receiving votes in the final AP poll, were each upset. Fairfield Union by Vincent Warren, 46-43 in overtime, while Unioto was upset by Waverly, 38-34. Also ousted, number 10 Jackson at the hands of Circleville Logan Elm, 57-38, and number 7 Thornville Sheridan, who participated in the state final 4 a year ago. They fell to New Lexington, 53-43, also in the Athens districts. Sandusky, Toledo Rogers, both finished tied for 8th in the final AP poll. They are in the Melbury district. They could end up breaking that tie on March 7th at 7 p.m. for the district championship. In Division 3, in Athens 1, District number 7, Winchester Eastern, and number 9, Chillicothe Zane Trace, each need one more win to face off in the district championship. The rest of the top 10 won't see another AP top 10 team until at least the regional semifinals. We'll set that stage for you a week from now. And in Division 4, if each team wins their first game in the East District, number 4 Zanesville Rosecrans and number 8 Berlin Highland, state runners-up from a year ago, will square off in the district quarterfinals. That quarterfinal matchup would be played on February 28th at Rosecrans, who is the number 1 seed. Berlin Highland is the number 2 seed. That'll do it for this week for the OHSAA Radio Network. I'm Chris Solecki.
Chris, thank you. As always, a great report. Now we will allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll get a report on the state boys side of things from Kurt Stubbs and hear from several broadcasters around Ohio with updates from their area. You are listening to the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
And we welcome you back to this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. I'm Marty Bannister. As we mentioned earlier, girls' teams have moved on to the districts. So how many of Ohio's 88 counties can claim that all of the girls' teams in their county won a sectional championship? Well, research is pending, but there is at least one. That's Paulding County in northwest Ohio, which can proudly say all three of its high schools have moved on to the girls' district tournament, including Antwerp, Paulding, and Wayne Trace. It's time now to bring in our weekly segment from Kurt Stubbs, who breaks down boys high school basketball with the Ohio High School Hoops Around the State podcast.
Let's start by congratulating the teams that finished the regular season unbeaten in Division II, Lima Shawnee, Cincinnati, Wyoming, and Heath. In Division III, North Union. In Division IV, Columbus Grove and Antwerp. Now, let's take a look at some tournament upsets and some interesting tidbits from around the state of Ohio. In Division 1, the Columbus Regional, Canal Winchester knocks off Upper Arlington 59-55, which is interesting because at the turn of the century, Canal Winchester was a Division 3 school and is now taking out one of the Division 1 perennial powerhouses in Central Ohio. 31 seed Dublin Jerome beats the 20 seed Olentangy Orange 45-44 and will now meet crosstown rival Dublin Kaufman, who is the 10 seed. These Division 1 teams are back in action Friday night. In the Cincinnati Regional, Cincinnati Sycamore, the 23 seed, upset Cincinnati Oak Hill 53-50. The Sycamores were just 4-12 in conference play this year and lost to Oak Hill both times. Sycamore will now get the 11-seeded Walnut Hills on Tuesday night. In Division 2, the Southeast District semis are set for the Convo, and it's basketball 30, and it's time to rock and roll in the Convo, as Lou Horvath would say. Interesting. The 5, 6, 7, and 8 seeds remain. 8-seeded Vincent Warren will take on Waverly. Warren beat top-seeded Fairfield Union in overtime, and Waverly knocked off 4th-seeded Unioto. That's 4 straight sectional championships for Waverly. Waverly knocked off Warren earlier in the season, 63-60. Logan Elm, the 7th seed, will take on the 6th seed Athens. Logan Elm defeated Jackson 57-38 behind 28 of 31 showing at the free throw line. Athens beat New Lex, the 14th seed, who took out the 3-seeded Sheridan earlier in the week. In the Dayton Regional, Roger Bacon, the 15 seed, took out number 3 seed Baden, 57-49. Majari Tate had 26 points to lead Roger Bacon. They were just 3-11 in last place in the GCL co-ed and lost to Baden twice. Dayton Dunbar, back in the tournament after a one-year absence, knocked off 7-seeded Waynesville 68-65 in overtime. Bishop Fenwick, the 10 seed, took out Blanchester, the 6 seed, 68-49, behind a strong showing from junior A.J. Braun, who had 27 points and 13 rebounds. In Division 3, the Dayton Regional, Dayton Christian, the 15 seed, takes out Jamestown Greenview, the 5 seed, 40-38. And in the Athens Regional, a 4-game fan-friendly day this Sunday at the Convo, starting at 2 p.m., will feature 2-seeded Zane Trace versus 10-seeded Frank Fernandina. Adina upset 7-seeded Albany Alexander. Winchester Eastern, the 3-seed, will take on the 11-seeded Ironton Tigers. Ironton defeated the 6-seeded Oak Hill Oaks 42-28. Proctorville Fairland, the 1-seed, will meet the 9-seed South Point, and the 4-seeded Wheelersburg Pirates will take on 5th-seeded Chesapeake Panthers. In the East District, also in the Athens Regional, junior Carver Meyer scored 21 points and reached the 1,000-point club as McConnellsville Morgan knocked out Buckeye Trail. This sets up a matchup on Tuesday at Harrison Central with fellow junior Kobe Mitchell, who is averaging 31 points per game. In Division 4, the Dayton Regional, Franklin Monroe defeated Dayton Jefferson, the 4-seed, 69-63. Covington, the 10-seed, upset the 4-seed Fairlawn, and Springfield Central Catholic, the 8-seed, took out Tri-Village, the 3-seed. In the Athens Regional, Waterford, the 20-seed, upsets Racine Southern, the 13-seed, 47-44. As we look to this week, the rest of the state gets going, which means the madness is coming. We'll talk to you next week, which I'm sure will be a wild one.
Kurt, thank you very much. Now it's time to welcome in broadcasters from around the state to talk about the top teams in their respective areas. Let's start first of all with Central Ohio. Here's Brent Ford from Central Ohio Sports Network and the OHSAA Radio Network.
Girls basketball is at the district tournament this week, with Division I number 1 seed Newark looking to make a trip to regionals at Otterbein University. The Lady Rocks are also looking to make a return to regionals, with number 3 seed Westerville South looking for the hometown advantage as they work toward regionals. Westerville North, Pickerington Central, and Gahanna Lincoln all on the hunt for regional appearances. Division 2 finds number 1 seed Jonathan Alder taking on number 7 seed Bloom Carroll, and the number 2 seed Granville up against River Valley. All teams looking for a district final at Ohio Dominican and berths to the regional tournament in Springfield. Division 3, Worthington Christian will take on Marion Pleasant, and number 1 seed Columbus Afrocentric has eyes set for a return to the state tournament. Boys basketball will finish up sectional play this week with the top seed number 1 in Division 1, Gahanna Lincoln, as a crowd favorite to make a long run this postseason. Columbus South and Hilliard Bradley will also be close contenders as a district tournament begins next week. In Division 2, the number 1 seed Jonathan Alder And the 3 seed DeSales, along with number 4 Buckeye Valley and number 5 Lyndon McKinley, will be the top teams to beat in the Grove City sectional district. Division 3 number 2 seed Worthington Christian will look to make a run under head coach Kevin Weekly. I'm Brent Ford with Central Ohio Sports Network for the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
Brent, thank you. Let's move now to Southwest Ohio. Here's Bill Douglas from Hamilton's WMOH 1450, The Ticket.
In Division 1, Region 4, two-time defending state champion Moeller is looking for a three-peat in Columbus. The Crusaders have a balanced attack led by 3 players averaging about 14 points per game, led by senior guard Max Land. Moeller has lost only 1 game this season to last season's state runner-up Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. There won't be a rematch in this state tournament, though, as St. Vincent St. Mary is now playing in Division 2. In Division 2, Region 8, Wyoming, which won a state football championship in 2018, leads the pack with a high-scoring 1-2 punch. Isaiah Walker and 2 sports star Evan Prater. Prater was named Mr. Football in Ohio this season. In Division 3, Region 12, 2018 state champion Deer Park is looking to return to the state tournament after falling short of Columbus a year ago. In Girls Division 1, Region 4, undefeated Mount Notre Dame is looking for a second straight state championship and 3rd title in 4 seasons. The biggest obstacle in the region may be Kettering Fairmont, which is ranked number 3 in the final state Division 1 poll. Those 2 teams are on a collision course to meet in the regional finals. For the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show, I'm Bill Douglas, WMOH. 1450 The Ticket, Hamilton.
All right, Bill, thank you. Now from up on Lake Erie, here's Josh Bowman from Norwalk's WLKR 95.3 FM.
On the boys and girls side, on the boys' side, look out for a number of teams, including the Norwalk Truckers, to wreak some havoc in the area as Norwalk takes on Edison in a first-round matchup this week where they will be heavy favorites there. Looking forward to a rematch with Huron from the regular season in the sectional finals. Huron won the first time around in overtime. In Division 3, Western Reserve and Willard both have first-round byes, and they'll both be favorites in their next matchups to move on to the districts. Both teams score in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even over 100. Western Reserve putting up 103 this year against the Edison Chargers. And moving on to Division 4, where it's Firelands Conference Pride, where South Central has a first-round bye, and St. Paul has to take on a Buckeye Central team looking for an upset in the first round. Moving on to girls, where it's all about the Bellevue Lady Red in this area. The number 2 ranked team in the final state AP poll in Division 2, led by Casey Santoro, the dynamic senior going to Kent State, along with her junior sister, Corey Santoro, and their dad, head coach Corey as well, Corey with the K, the daughter with the C. And Bellevue has rolled through sectional semifinals and sectional final matchups against Galleon and Vermilion. And they move on to take on Perkins in the districts this week, where they'll be favorites there as Bellevue defeated Perkins both times during the regular season. The other side of that bracket, the Willard Lady Flashes taking on the Shelby Lady Whippets, and those are next-door neighbors and, let's just say, friendly rivals right there. It should be a good matchup. In Division 4, the St. Paul Lady Flyers, they have a tough matchup, the number 4 seed in the Willard District, and they'll be taking on the number 1 seed, the top dog, the Seneca East Lady Tigers. I'm Josh Bowman, sports director from 95.3 WLKR, 92.9 WLKR Classic in the Norwalk area in Erie and Huron counties, with a report for the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
Josh, thank you. Finally, now we go to Southern Ohio. Here's Mark Williams from Portsmouth, WNXT, 1260 AM and 95.7 FM.
Scioto County has a number of teams still alive on the road to the state tournament. On the boys' side, the Wheelersburg Pirates captured a sectional championship last Saturday night, turning back the Megs Marauders in Division 3 action from Waverly's downtown arena. Sophomore guard Eli Swords led the way with 22 points, while J.J. Truitt backed him up, scoring 16 points. The New Boston Tigers and the Green Bobcats played on Tuesday night for sectional titles in Division 4. The New Boston Tigers were the number 2 seeds and picked up their first SOC 1 championship since 1971, while the Green Bobcats won their sectional semifinal game against the East Tartans. The Valley Indians will take on Ironton St. Joe, while the Southwebster Jeeps do battle with the Sims Valley Vikings in a pair of Division 4 sectional finals on Wednesday evening. The Valley Indians defeated Corning Miller to advance to the championship game, while the Southwebster Jeeps knocked off Huntington Ross. The lone girls squad left is Notre Dame in Division 4. They beat Manchester in a district semifinal last Thursday, 39-27. The top-seeded Lady Titans will take on Belpre this Thursday with a spot in the regional tournament on the line. This is Mark Williams from WNXT Radio in Portsmouth for the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
And we'd like to thank all those broadcasters for their reports. We're going to take one more break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we return, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. We will be right back.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association is about so much more than tournaments and state championships. The OHSAA is committed to being the leader in education-based sports in Ohio. That means that school sports are an extension of the classroom, where values like teamwork, character, sacrifice, sportsmanship, and discipline are taught right along with the playbook. Almost 400,000 young people in Ohio put on their school's uniform every year. We call them student athletes, and most importantly, we call them future leaders of our state and our country. This is the OHSAA. Educate through sports. The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
It is up and it is good. A game-winning field goal from 31 yards away, and that is how Hartley repeats as the Division IV state champions.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
Base hit the center field, and the ball game is over. The Defiance Bulldogs have just won the Ohio State Division II baseball title.
With more than 60 partner radio stations, the OHSAA Radio Network delivers countless memories from OHSAA championships.
They're certainly peaking at the right time, clicking on all cylinders coming into the state tournament.
On the air, online, and on your mobile device, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Archie Griffin, and you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
As we wrap up this week's show, we remind you that statewide basketball tournament brackets for both the girls and boys are posted at OHSAA.org. Tickets for the OHSAA Girls and Boys Basketball State Tournaments, they are now available at Ticketmaster.com. Search OHSAA. Or at the box office at the Schottenstein Center. A special price for groups of 10 or more is also available. And fans can also check out all the upcoming OHSAA state tournaments at OHSAA.org/winter champs. I would like to thank all of our guests on today's show and those broadcasters who submitted their reports, along with all of the OHSAA Radio Network affiliates. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association and our executive producer, Tim Street, I'm Marty Bannister. The OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.